and despite producing some of the most delectable pork products in the world, we still love tucking into a bacon sandwich from a greasy spoon calf. We have a greater wealth of good food in this country today than ever before. When I go to the market at the weekend for my cheeses, vegetables and meat, I'm spoilt for choice by the food we produce, and often come home with a shopping bag almost too heavy to lift. In that respect, I think of myself as being truly attached to the locally produced, the artisan crafted, and the handmade. So how come I also regard a plain chocolate digestive biscuit as one of the finest things this country has to offer? The British have a curiously broad culinary identity. Only the naive would now try to pin us down as a meat and two veg culture. You could argue that ours is a rich and multiculturally exciting cuisine, reflecting a country of diverse tastes and open minds. But equally, it sometimes looks as if we're in a state of total culinary shambles. If we hold up a pot of tea with scones and jam as a national treasure, and I do, then why is it easier to find an Italian cappuccino and an all-American blueberry muffin on most high streets? And how is it that while the French almost called a national strike over any suggestion of using pasteurised milk in their cheeses, the Spanish all but went to war to protect their fishing, and Italy gave its Parmesan cheese internationally protected status, we British only truly went into meltdown over the repackaging of the Kit Kat?